Hello.
We are fifth grade students from Basalt Middle School, here to tell you how to stay fit, active, and healthy.
You know you need to eat nutritious foods to stay physically healthy. You know you need to exercise to stay physically fit. You even know you need to play safe to stay physically fit. But sleep for physical fitness? How can that be an essential part of physical fitness if we all lead such busy, active lives? Why do we need to take so much time out of our day for sleep?
Sleep is extremely important for our health and safety. You need to get enough sleep as well in order your brain to work properly. Do you know that 60% of adults in our country have sleeping problems? That's not good.
Have you ever heard of sleep deprivation? That term means lack of sleep. Sleep deprivation increases the likelihood that a person will get sick because it hinders the body's ability to fight infections. Finally, accidents are more common in sleep-deprived individuals because they have more difficulty concentrating and reacting.
So how much sleep is enough? Well, it depends on the person. The average adult needs 8 hours a night. The average teenager needs a little more than 9 hours. Teenagers in a teenager's body are the reason for this. Their body clock is delayed during the time of great change, and they naturally want to go to sleep later at night, therefore wake up later. It is important that teenagers develop sleep patterns that fit their schedules like school. They also need to work on gradually adjusting their sleep patterns.
Try to get a good night's sleep. People use to develop a schedule that includes a specific bedtime and a specific wake-up time. In order to get a good night's sleep, relaxing close to bedtime is a good idea. Well, maybe you enjoy a little light reading before going to sleep. Try to avoid all costs by staying up late all night, even studying, because it is so important to not seriously alert your sleep pattern.
To lead healthy lives, your body needs to sleep while you sleep. You alternate cycles of non-rapid eye movement of rapid eye movement. Both types are needed.
Some people suffer from sleep disorders. One kind of sleep disorder is insomnia. This ability to sleep is a person who has insomnia can't sleep even though he or she is utterly completely exhausted. Some causes of insomnia include caffeine, alcohol, and stress. Sleepapnea is another disorder. It involves pauses in normal breathing that can be physically dangerous as well as cause individual to be constantly tired.
Make sure you see a doctor if you suspect you might have a sleeping disorder. Make sure you make sleeping a valued part of your day. It is essential to your health.
This has been a collaboration between Basalt Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.